going to take some calls right now on women's volleyball.
Wait, before we take calls, don't we want to go conference by conference in our sock drawer predictions as to what's going to happen this year in women's volleyball?
Okay, well,
I can start the Big 12.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, in the Big 12, I like Iowa State. I think they've got the best women's volleyball team this year.
Are you liking the South? Texas?
Yeah. Texas, I think, is going to be very good. I think the sleeper team to beat this year in the nation is St. Mary's of California, 21-4 last year.
Hey, I don't know much about
ending program.
Hey, I don't know much about them. I guess you know more about it than I do.
All right, we got a lot of people lined up waiting to talk women's volleyball, so let's go to Norman in Sachse. Good morning. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Music!
Norman!
Hey, guys!
Hey!
Love the show!
Oh, thank you.
I've been a P1 for like 20 years.
Oh, great. Yeah, we've only been on the air 17 almost. But
I remember back in the day when you guys were the hard line.
We were never the hard line. We were on the afternoons. But
I like all the sports just like you guys do.
Do you?
Yeah. Hey, is Ruby there?
No, not right now.
Yeah, I don't think you guys should test the stream in morning drive, unlike what Rich said to you guys during break. Hey.
Okay.
I was thinking that if Stephen McGee plays well tomorrow night, that maybe he ought to take over for Doug Free. What do you think of that? Don't you think Stephen McGee should take over for Doug Free after tomorrow night?
No.
No.
That's a quarterback.
That's
a quarterback taking over for a left tackle.
Yeah, that's not a very good idea. That would never, ever happen.
So I guess you're saying that I'm just some sort of idiot, dumb man that shouldn't have any opinion on sports just because I haven't slept with a woman in 7 years and I like to eat my own waste.
What?
Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, we didn't say that.
You're saying about me?
No, we never said
that. We just said that particular cowboy idea is a really bad one.
Is that what you just called your family and told them, Giorgio?
No.
Secret cell phone?
What? No.
Yeah, that's what you told them, that I'm just some sort of idiot, dumb man that shouldn't have any opinion on sports just because I haven't slept with a woman in 7 years and like to eat my own waste.
No, I didn't tell anybody that.
Well, let me tell you something, General Miller.
What's that?
I may not have been Brad Chin lackey in the early 90s when Rich Pamico wore a batting helmet to work every day. I'm a human with feelings. My job, and I care a little bit more about my job than to have failed characters like Cornelius Maximilian and fake Michelle Weon. Let me tell you something, so-called courage, boys.
Yeah?
One of these days, somebody's going to knock the wind out of your sails. On that fine day, I'll be there. I'll be there cheering gleest, eating my own waste. I've got my eye on you. One day you're going to be there. One day you're going to be face down in a gutter of your own puddle of sick. And I'll be there. I'll be there. And hey, here's something to tell your little friends there on the AM dial.
What's that?
Think Wade Phillips?
Yeah.
He sucks.
I thought he liked our show.
Yeah, I've been listening for 12
turns
minutes.
Turns on us. Guy turns on us.
Sachse, who we have not heard from for a long time.
Well, I thought we were going to get to talk women's volleyball, but he didn't even want to talk about it. So,
should we pick this up tomorrow, you think? Through the Big 12.
Here at this time.
We've only got about halfway through the Big 12 volumes. And for our sock drawer predictions, do that on Sunday morning. All right, it is...